To walk here on Earth, to be alive, is thanks to a long chain of cause and effect written deep into the structure of the universe. A primordial process so long and so ancient that on the scale of a human life, it seems almost incomprehensible.
One of the most amazing things in our universe is that we are made of stars. The heavy elements in our bodies, the carbon and the oxygen and the nitrogen, used to be millions of miles down inside stars. So our existence here on this planet relies on a deep history of stars being born, creating new elements, and then spitting those elements back out into the cosmos, where they're in turn recycled many, many times.
Over and over again, for almost 14 billion years, ever since the beginning of the universe and the formation of the first stars, black holes have influenced this cosmic recycling process. And since the elements forged in those stars ended up inside planets like our own, it means our black hole must have created the conditions to make it just right for life to emerge here on Earth.
We're very lucky. We're not close by enough to one that's in a feeding frenzy, that we get washed across by this destructive radiation that will tear apart our molecules and our atmosphere and basically leave us in a barren place. And there's the other extreme, where things are extremely quiet and cold, and maybe there haven't been that many stars formed ever because nothing stirred it up and nothing really got processes going that would make all the elements and make new generations of planets and so on.
It means our black hole must have left its fingerprints on the unique chemistry that made possible the first stirrings of life here on Earth.